Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh,
我哋亲爱嘅天父Yahweh，
thank you so much for granting us this breath of life
真系好感激你赐俾我哋呢一口生命气息。
and for granting us this body that we can use to worship you and to serve you.
亦都赐俾我哋呢个身体，能够去敬拜你，去服侍你。
Father, we know we are unworthy.
我哋真系知道我哋好唔配，
We have fallen short of your glory.
我哋都亏欠咗你嘅荣耀。
But because of your love, you've called us through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
嗱，因为你嘅爱，你喺耶稣基督里面去呼召我哋。
That we have this hope through him.
以致我哋喺佢里面能够有呢份嘅盼望。
So, Father, we pray you draw us by your love.
天父，你就求你真系用你嘅爱去吸引我哋，
Amen. May your words be a light onto our path.
亦都愿你嘅话语成为我哋脚前嘅灯。
That we will respond in our love, to be attentive to what you want to speak to us.
亦都求你帮助我哋嘅心能够去敏感到，好留心嘅去听到你要同我哋讲嘅说话。
That you'll be honored and revered in our midst.
以致你我哋当中都能够被尊崇、被敬畏。
So we will offer up the glory and the honor that is due to you.
我哋都将你配得你该得嘅尊崇同埋荣耀去归俾你。
Father, we pray that the meditation in our hearts in the following time will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight.
亦都希望我哋一阵嘅时间里面，我哋心里面每一个默念喺你面前都系蒙悦啦。
So today we'll continue to study Paul's letter to the Philippian Church.
咁今日咧，我哋会继续去睇呢个腓立比书，就系保罗嘅书信。
So last time we learned about what the mind of Christ was like.
咁上次咧，我哋就一齐去学习到乜嘢为之系主耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
So you may remember the picture here.
咁可能大家咧都仲记得呢一幅图画。
So to have the mind of Christ means to empty oneself.
咁其实要去有耶稣基督嘅心思咧，就系要去倒空自己，
And to be filled with the will of God.
去被神嘅心意去充满。
And to be an obedient slave of God.
同埋你去做一位神嘅呢个顺命嘅奴仆，
And taking up one's cross to live in God's love.
咁去背起一个人嘅十架啦，去活出神嘅爱。
So remember the cross, the horizontal and vertical love.
咁要大家仲记得个十字架啦，有分纵向啦，同埋横向嘅呢份爱。
And being willing to lay down our lives for the salvation of others after the Lord Jesus' example.
亦都愿意咧跟随我哋嘅主耶稣基督嘅榜样咧，系甚至去为到其他人嘅救恩去放低自己嘅生命，舍弃自己嘅生命。
And the mind of Christ, according to Paul, is the key to unity in the church.
而耶稣基督嘅心思咧，正正就系保罗所讲嘅，系教会合一嘅嗰个锁匙或者个关键。
So this we saw earlier in chapter 2.
咁呢个就我哋之前喺第二章我睇到。
And as disciples of Christ, it's our aim to seek to have the same mind and the same thinking as Christ.
咁作为耶稣基督嘅门徒咧，咁我哋嘅目标啊，都系希望能够追求有同耶稣基督一样嘅心思意念。
And because he's the one who loved us and gave his life for us.
因为咧系耶稣去爱我哋，首先为我哋去舍命。
But after listening to the sermon last time,
咁但系听咗上一次嘅信息之后咧，
so you may have some questions in your minds.
你嘅脑海都会浮现一啲嘅问题。
So, firstly, the mind of Christ is not our natural thinking.
首先咧，耶稣基督嘅心思意念咧，应该就唔系我哋好自然会产生嘅一啲嘅意念嚟嘅。
So, we have learned to live for ourselves all our lives.
因为我哋一生人咧都系学紧点样为自己活嘅。
Or, at most, we learn to love our family.
咁或者好啲就我哋当然都会为到我哋嘅家人啦嘅好处去活啦。
You live for yourself or for your family.
咁所以可能你系为到自己或者为到你嘅家庭去活。
So it is not natural to us to empty ourselves, to become humbly serving God.
所以要去倒空自己咧，好谦卑咁去服侍神咧，根本就系完全系反我哋人性嘅。咁系
So how do we attain the mind of Christ?
点可以得到耶稣基督嘅心思意念咧？
And secondly, if we empty ourselves,
第二啦，如果我哋真要倒空咗自己，
we say goodbye to the self-centered life.
咁我哋就向以往呢个自我为中心嘅生命讲再见。
So who is there for us?
咁有边个有去为我哋去即系付出啊，去睇住我哋咧？
So will this work in real life when everyone else is living for themselves?
咁喺呢个社会里面，一世界里面，个个都系为咗自己活嘅，我哋咁样嘅呢一套方式系咪行得通嘅咧？
So you may be wondering about these two questions.
咁可能大家心目中都有呢两个疑问。
So how to attain the mind of Christ,
咁首先，
since it's not natural to us?
咁既然咧，耶稣基督嘅心思意念啊，唔系我哋好自然会产生嘅，咁我哋究竟点样先可以培养出或者达到有耶稣基督心思意念咧？
And when we empty ourselves, yeah, say goodbye to the self-centered life, who's there for us?
第二个问题就系、是，当我哋真系倒空自己啦，我哋向我哋旧嘅自我为中心嘅生命去告别嘅时候，咁又有边个去为我哋咧？
So with these two questions in our mind, let's look at Heavenly Father, look to Heavenly Father for today's time of sermon.
咁我哋就可以首先怀住呢两个嘅问题啦，然后都去仰望天父去聆听以下落嚟嘅呢个信息。
Amazingly, the passage that followed from the last time will provide us with the answer that we seek.
咁就好奇妙啦！当我哋继续睇落去嘅经文啊，就会去回答咗我哋头先嘅呢两个问题。
So let us take a look at today's important passage in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 16.
咁我哋一齐去睇下呢个好重要嘅经文啦，就系腓立比书2:12-16。
So let me read to you in English from verse 12 to 16. So, verse 12: Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain.
第12节，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常信服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是信服的，就当恐惧战惊造成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，作神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
So in the previous paragraph, in verse 5 to 11, Paul showed the Philippian church what the mind of Christ is like.
咁喺呢段经文之前嘅5-11节咧，咁嗰个段落就俾我睇到咧，保罗啊向腓立比教会去解释乜嘢为之耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
And from today's passage, Paul goes on to give the brothers and sisters very practical guidance in attaining the mind of Christ.
咁而跟住落嚟咧，保罗就去俾弟兄姊妹咧，去更加一个好实际嘅一个引导啦，系点样可以达到有耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
So notice in today's passage, there's the guidance for both the inner attitude and also for practical living externally.
咁所以我哋可以留意到喺今日嘅经文里面咧，系有关于我哋内在嘅呢份态度啦，亦都有好实际日常生活即系去向外嘅呢种嘅表达，系都会俾我哋一啲指引。
So we can see in verse 12 to 13, Paul gives instructions for the right inner attitude for Christians in order to learn of the mind of Christ.
我哋可以见到喺12-13节咧，其实。保罗啊，就俾咗一啲嘅特别嘅指引啦，去教我哋关于正确嘅呢个内在嘅态度，同埋点样可以去学习到耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
And from verse 14 to 16, there is also the guidance for Christians to live externally. In order to imitate Christ's example and to learn to practice the mind of Christ in our daily life.
咁跟住落去14-16节咧，就系指引基督徒啦，我哋点样去对外同人相处，我哋生活嘅时候可以去仿效耶稣基督嘅榜样啦，去真系效法佢有耶稣基督嗰种嘅心思意念。
So we can observe there are these two parts in Paul's guidance to the Philippian church on how to attain the mind of Christ when they imitate Jesus' example.
咁所以我哋就可以觀察到啦，其實喺呢段經文裏面咧，就包含咗保羅咧去俾基督徒佢哋嘅指引啦，即係特別係俾個腓立比教會點樣能夠達到有耶穌基督嘅心思意念，同埋點樣去效法主耶穌嘅榜樣。
So let us begin with taking a closer look at the inner attitudes.
咁我哋而家首先咧就去睇下內在嘅態度方面。
So, what is the correct inner attitude in order to attain to the mind of Christ?
究竟内里面一个正确嘅态度，我哋系点样先可以达到有耶稣基督嘅心思意念啊？
So, let us take a look at verse 12 to 13.
咁我哋可以一齐睇第12至13节。
And Paul exhorted the brothers and sisters to have the right inner attitude of obedience.
咁保罗喺呢度咧就劝勉弟兄姊妹咧，喺内里面嘅态度应该系一份愿意信服嘅态度，
To work out their salvation with fear and trembling.
要怀住恐惧战惊嘅态度咧，去做成佢哋得救嘅功夫。
And interestingly, in verse 13, Paul says, It's God who is at work in you and in me.
咁咧就好有趣啦。喺13节咧，保罗就话啦，其实咧系神啊，佢喺你同埋喺我里面去动工嘅，
To will and to work for his good pleasure.
以致我哋咧能够有呢种嘅意念啦，意愿，同埋咧，能够去为到佢美好嘅旨意去咁活。
So immediately we notice there are two parties at work.
咁所以我哋即刻就已经见到咧，系有两方嘅人，或者系有两方系要去同样去工作。
Both God Yahweh who is at work in our hearts,
就系首先有 Yahweh 神咧喺我哋心里面动工。
and also the Christian himself or herself is to obey and have the attitude of fear and trembling in working out one's own salvation.
都包含咗基督徒佢自己本身咧，愿意去信服，然后咧有呢一份恐惧战惊嘅态度咧，去完成呢个得救嘅功夫。
Some of our dear friends in our midst may be wondering,
咁可能我哋当中有啲朋友就喺度谂啦，
Isn't a Christian someone who has been saved already?
基督徒唔系已经得救噶啦咩？
So why does Paul still say to the Philippian brothers and sisters to work out your salvation with fear and trembling?
保罗又喺呢度同腓立比教会嘅弟兄姊妹讲咧，你哋仲要去以个恐惧战惊嘅态度咁去完成或者作成你哋得救嘅功夫咧？
So actually, salvation in the Bible is described as a journey that has a beginning and the process of going on the path and also a destination.
咁其实咧喺圣经入面啊，谈到救恩嘅时候咧，系形容为一段旅途一样一段好长嘅一个旅程，系有一个起点，亦都有一个过程啦。嗰条路啦，亦都有个终点。
So we can observe this point from the Lord Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14.
咁我哋都可以从耶稣基督佢自己教导啦，喺马太福音7章14节嗰度见到。
So Matthew 7:14 says, "Small is the gates and narrow the path that leads to life, and only a few find it."
咁喺7章14节咧，耶稣就话啦：引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
So from this verse, we can see there's a gate that we must enter to begin this journey of salvation.
咁喺度我哋就见到啦，喺引到永生嗰度系一道门，系我哋必须咧要入去，咁先可以去到最终得救嘅。
So the starting point of the journey of salvation is correspond to one's baptism.
咁其实咧，一个救恩嘅旅途咧，其实嗰个起点咧就系相应嘅，就系我哋嘅洗礼嘅时候啦。
In becoming a disciple of Jesus, the Messiah.
我哋要成为我哋尼赛亚主耶稣嘅一个门徒。
So we take up our cross to follow him on this narrow path.
咁我哋愿意背起我哋十字架咧，跟随佢行喺呢条窄路上面。
So after baptism, after entering the narrow gates,
咁我哋经过洗礼啦，经过我哋入咗呢个窄门之后咧。
so the journey of salvation is only just started.
咁呢个救恩嘅道路先至啱啱开始啫。
It's also like a picture of a newborn babe
其实都好似一幅咧新生儿一个初生婴儿嘅图画。
who is just born, and there's still this lifelong process of growing up and to become more and more mature.
个 B B 出世之后咧，等住佢嘅仲有漫长嘅一个过程，佢慢慢去成长啦，去成熟。
Likewise, a disciple of Jesus after baptism also needs to continue to take up one's cross to follow after Christ on this narrow path.
咁同樣道理咧，一個成為咗耶穌基督嘅門徒咧，佢之後咧仲要有呢條漫漫長路，佢要去背起自己嘅十字架啦。經過咗洗禮嘅起點之後，佢要背起佢十字架，要繼續嘅跟隨住耶穌基督喺呢條窄路上面。
And Christians continue on this journey of salvation to be renewed and transformed, like the memory verse we recited.
咁就好似我哋上个礼拜嘅背诵经文咁样啦，我哋喺条路上，我哋仲要不断嘅心思意念被更新同埋变化，
So we can grow up to be more and more like Christ.
以至我哋一路成长嘅时候咧，先越嚟越似基督。
And this journey of salvation eventually will lead to eternal life.
咁而呢一个旅程最终先至会达到我哋真正去到呢个永生啊！
And the Philippians, brothers and sisters, at that time of Paul's writing, had entered into this narrow gate.
咁当时嘅腓立比教会弟兄姊妹啊，佢哋喺保罗写呢封信嘅时候，其实系入咗嗰个闸门啦。
And they were walking on the narrow path in following after Christ.
佢哋亦都咧行喺呢条窄路上面，喺度跟随紧耶稣基督。
So that's why Paul encouraged them to journey on and work out their salvation with fear and trembling.
亦都呢个原因咧，保罗去劝勉佢哋，鼓励佢哋，你哋要继续以一个恐惧战惊嘅态度咧，去完成呢个得救嘅功夫。
So, hope our dear friends among us will have a better idea of how salvation of God is described in the Bible after this very brief explanation just now.
咁希望透过头先呢个好简短嘅一个解释咧，大家而家就比较明白或者更加清晰啊，神嘅救恩喺圣经入面系点样去形容嘅。
Okay, so coming back to today's passage in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13.
咁翻翻嚟今日经文啦，腓立比书2:12-13。
Paul points out to the Philippian church, it is essential for them to continue to have the attitude of obedience.
咁保罗咧就向腓立比教会指出咧，佢哋系好必须有呢份内里面信服嘅态度。
And also to have reverence for God as they work out their salvation by faith.
亦都咧要对神咧怀住呢份敬畏，咁样咧去继续完成佢哋得救嘅功夫。
And this is how day by day Christians are able to experience God's wonderful working in their hearts continually.
而呢个咧，正正就系基督徒咧，点解可以每一日都去继续经历神喺佢哋心里面咧，好奇妙嘅工作。
It is the Spirit of Yahweh God who is at work in us to renew our thinking.
其实咧，系耶和神佢自己嘅灵喺我哋心里面去动工咧，更新我哋嘅心思意念。
Like Sister Rosa shared with us in her testimony last Sunday.
就正如咧，上个礼拜日 Rosa 姊妹同我哋分享去见证嗰度去讲到。
As the Spirit of God works in our hearts, He helps us to attain the mind of Christ in our everyday living more and more.
当神嘅灵咧，真系喺我哋心里面去工作嘅时候，佢就会帮助我哋咧，越嚟越能够有耶稣基督嗰个心肠。
So when you take a look at verse 12 and 13,
如果你去睇12至13节，
so they are really beautiful picture of how God interact with us.
咁你就会见到咧，好美丽嘅图画，就系神点样同我哋去互动。
So verse 12 describe wonderfully our faith in action.
第12节咧就好美妙咁去形容出我哋嘅信心系点样去实行出嚟嘅。
And verse 13 describe God Yahweh's enabling grace working powerfully in our hearts to help us to progress on this journey of salvation.
而第13节咧就去形容耶和神咧佢呢份令到我哋能够有能力嘅恩典啊，系点样好大有能力喺我哋心里面去帮助我哋继续向住前面进发。
So with his grace and his power working in us, we can walk with him and to live out his good will.
咁咧就藉住佢嘅恩典啦，佢嘅能力咧，我哋就能够可以去完成，即系活出佢嘅旨意。
But notice the reverse is also true.
咁我哋必须留意啦，反过嚟，即系或者呢个嘅反面咧，都系同样系真实嘅。
What if you lack obedience and reverence for Yahweh God after becoming a Christian?
如果你成为基督徒之后，你咧却系缺乏咗对神呢份嘅敬畏同埋呢份嘅信服嘅话咧，
Without the right inner attitude, God's working in our lives will be hindered.
缺乏咗呢个正确嘅内里态度咧，神喺你哋生命里面嘅工作都一定会受到拦阻嘅。
So, why are there Christians who seem to have stopped growing after their baptism?
咁我哋要问啦，点解有啲基督徒好似受浸之后就冇乜再成长呢？
Why are There are some Christians manifest more and more of Christ's minds, and their lives are being transformed.
但系你又见到点解有啲基督徒佢哋能够越嚟越彰显耶稣基督嘅心思意念，佢哋嘅生命咧系一路被改变。
While for some Christians, their thinking still remain very self-centered and carnal, even after being baptized for many years.
但系咧，有一啲嘅基督徒，你会留意到，就算佢哋受咗浸好多年，佢哋嘅思想都仍然系非常嘅自我为中心，非常之属肉体、属血气嘅。
So it all hinges on these two verses.
咁其实咧，同呢两节经文咧就非常有关啦。
Having the right attitude of obedience and fear of God in working out one's salvation diligently as a servant of God.
原来就系我哋必须怀有呢种正确信服嘅态度，对神嘅敬畏，然后我哋系好勤奋嘅作为神嘅一个仆人咧，咁样去完成作成一个得救嘅功夫。
So remember last time we saw the mind of Christ has to do with being a slave of God, a servant of God.
咁如果大家仲記得啦，上一次我哋講到耶穌基督嘅心思意念咧，其實就係同要成為神嘅一個奴仆或者個奴隸係有關嘅。
So what makes for a good servant or a good slave?
究竟乜嘢構成一個可以話係一個好好嘅奴隸或者奴仆咧？
So what is required of a servant?
究竟對一個奴仆嘅要求係乜嘢？
So it's to show obedience and reverence to honor the master.
就系你必须对你嘅主人系有呢份嘅信服啦，有呢份嘅尊重啦、敬畏啦，
And to serve diligently and faithfully.
亦都要好忠心、好勤奋嘅咁样去服侍。
So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
所以我喺主里面亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹，
so what is our attitude towards God Yahweh, our Creator and our Heavenly Father like?
究竟我哋对于我哋创造我哋嘅耶和神、我哋天父啊，我哋嗰份态度系点嘅咧？
Do we have this pleasing attitude of obedience and fear when we relate to Him?
当我哋同神去相处嘅时候，究竟我哋系咪都有呢一份讨神喜悦嘅信服嘅态度，系敬畏佢嘅态度咧？
So let us examine ourselves to see if we are indeed faithful servant of God after Christ's example.
所以都让我哋真系嚟到神面前去检视，睇下我哋系咪真系一个对神忠心嘅仆人，系跟随住耶稣基督嘅仆人。
That we are obedient towards God and towards His word.
我哋系咪真系对神自己同埋对佢嘅话语咧都系忠心嘅？
We also have the proper fear and reverence for God.
我哋亦都对神系有呢份正确嘅敬畏同埋呢份嘅即系尊崇喺入面嘅。
That we, as servants, would tremble at His word and to serve Him diligently and faithfully.
以至我哋作为佢嘅仆人咧，我哋系会真系因为佢嘅话语咧而战惊，然后我哋会好勤奋嘅去活出去行佢嘅话语。
So, if our inner attitude of obedience and fear of God is lacking,
但系如果咧我哋内里面咧其实缺乏呢份顺服同埋呢份嘅对神嘅敬畏嘅话咧，
then from today's passage, we can see why we are unable to experience the dynamic working of God powerfully in our lives.
咁我哋从今日嘅经文啊，其实就能够睇出点解我哋唔能够喺日常生活里面或者喺生命中体验到嗰个神大能嘅工作。
We have only ourselves to blame.
其实我哋只能够怪我哋自己。
When we lack obedience and fear of God, when God no longer does His work in our lives because we are unwilling.
就系当我哋其实都缺乏呢份真正嘅信服同埋对神应有敬畏嘅时候，咁神都冇办法继续喺我哋嘅生命里面去工作，因为其实我哋嘅内心系唔愿意嘅。
So let us sum up this first part about the correct inner attitude with Psalm chapter 2, verse 11.
咁我哋可以总结呢一点关于我哋内里面正确有嘅态度咧，就系用诗篇二章十一节。
So Psalm chapter 2, verse 11 says, Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling.
诗篇二章十一节咁话：当存畏惧侍奉耶和，又当存战惊而快乐。
Notice this verse is quite similar to Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
咁大家睇下呢节经文咧，其实同腓立比书二章十二节咧都好类似嘅。
So there is this element of work or serving in obedience.
咁佢哋大家都同样有呢一个元素，系讲到要喺信服里面啦，去有呢、这个。服侍啊，去工作咁样。
And also, there is the attitude of fear and trembling.
而且咧，兩段經文都有講到呢個敬畏戰經戰略嘅態度。
So notice the word rejoice also appear together with fear and trembling.
但特別留意喎，喺呢度出現要去畏懼戰經嘅同時咧，亦都出現咗快樂呢個字。
So what happened to the person?
咁大家諗個人會係一個咩狀態咧？
Has he gone crazy?
佢係咪有少少癲咗咧？
He is fear and trembling and also happy.
一方面又好戰驚，睇到係咪震晒咁，但係跟住又好開心喎、
So you may be wondering how can fear, trembling, and joy happen together all at once?
哦。可能你就會諗嚇、啊、戰略啊、畏懼啊同埋快樂，點可能同一時間去共存噶啦？
Well, the fear of God is not the kind of feeling of being scared or anxious.
咁我哋要明白啦，喺聖經入面講到呢、這個。敬畏对神嘅敬畏咧，就唔系因为我哋好紧张啊，嗰种好惊嘅嗰种嘅畏惧。
That we fear God, that we don't want to see him or we don't want to look at him.
咁亦都唔系讲紧咧，我哋因为好惊神、好敬畏惧佢咧，都唔想见到佢咁
We
嘅意
don't
思。
want to seek after him.
咁更加唔系讲到，如果系呢一种畏惧，我哋就唔会想去寻求佢啦。
But rather, the fear of God in our lives is our loving reverence towards our Creator God Yahweh.
但喺我哋生命里面啊，有对神嘅呢种畏惧咧，其实系一种出于爱嘅一种敬畏。
For our Creator God, who is also our Father in heaven.
就系对呢位创造我哋嘅神，我哋天上面嘅父亲嘅呢种嘅畏惧。
So there is why there is also joy in the midst of fear of God.
亦都系一个原因咧，点解我哋既可以同时话有对神嘅一个敬畏，但我哋亦都系充满住喜乐嘅。
Since we realize to serve Yahweh God, who is the wise and loving creator of the whole universe,
咁因为我哋就去意识到咧，原来能够去侍奉耶和神，就系呢位全宇宙中最有智慧同埋最慈爱嘅呢位创造者。
is the highest privilege and honor a person can ever receive.
呢一个系人生中最高嘅一个福气同埋殊荣，或者一个尊系啦尊诶殊荣，嗯。
So this is the reason why joy can coexist with fear and trembling as we honor and obey God from our hearts.
正正系呢个原因咧，点解喜乐、快乐可以同我哋呢份嘅敬畏或者呢份嘅战兢可以并存？
So this can also be very much seen in Christ's life is when during his ministry on earth.
咁其实呢一方面啊，我哋喺主耶稣生平佢嘅事工入面都可以见到。
So coming back to today's passage, as we meditate more on Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13,
咁我哋翻翻嚟今日嘅经文啦，腓立比书2章12至13节。
we find that these two verses also echo with the Lord Jesus' own experience and testimony we saw earlier from verse 5 to 11.
咁我哋就会见到咧，其实呢两节经文咧，亦都喺度回应紧耶稣基督佢自己嘅经历同埋佢嘅见证啊，就系记载喺5至11节嗰度。
So just like verse 12,
咁亦都好似12节嗰度啦。
when Jesus Christ humbled himself to obey and serve God faithfully in fear and trembling,
当主耶稣基督去降卑，自己愿意去谦卑，去信服同埋忠心咁样去服侍神嘅时候咧，系怀住恐惧战惊咁样去服侍嘅时候。
So, Heavenly Father was the one who worked wonderfully and powerfully in Christ to accomplish his good will and accomplish the work of salvation.
天父咧就系嗰位咧喺耶稣基督里面好奇妙、好大能咁样去工作，去完成佢自己好美好嘅旨意，同埋呢个救恩嘅工程。
So we see our Lord Jesus exercising his faith, to bring out the work.
咁我哋就见到咧，耶稣佢需要运用佢嘅信心，佢呢份嘅忠心，然后咧，去带出。
工作。
带出呢一个最终嘅救恩嘅工作，
And God also work powerfully in him.
咁神咧亦都喺佢生命里面咧就可以好大能咁样去工作啦。
So this also help answer the two questions we had earlier at the beginning of the sermon.
咁呢一方面咧都帮助我哋可以回答咧我哋今日信息一开头嘅两个问题。
Since the mind of Christ is not natural thinking in us, how can we attain it?
咁既然咧，其實耶穌基督心思意念咧，對我哋嚟講唔係一樣自然而然就會產生嘅嘢時候，我哋點樣先能夠去達到有耶穌基督嘅心思意念咧？
And if we empty ourselves to serve God, who is for us?
咁如果我哋真係要倒空自己去服侍神，咁又有邊個去為我哋去設想咧？
So I think by now we understand the answer to the questions we asked earlier.
咁我相信咧，嚟到呢一度，我哋應該都對頭先問嘅啲問題有答案啦。
Will you take chapter 2, verse 12 to 13 into your hearts?
如果你真系将腓立比书2章12至13节深藏喺心里面，
It is God, Yahweh, our Creator and Heavenly Father, who is at work in us to transform and renew our thinking to be more like Christ.
其实啊，就系耶和神，我哋呢个创造主，我哋天上嘅父亲亲自喺我哋生命里面去工作，去改变，去更新我哋嘅心思意念，以致我哋能够更加似耶稣基督，有佢嘅心思意念。
And when we empty ourselves to live for God, it is also God who will look after us.
而当我哋真系倒空自己为神而活嘅时候咧，系神佢自己为我哋去着想。
Want to like to share with you an example. Have you heard of this following song?
咁我都想同大家分享个例子啦，唔知大家有冇听过呢一首诗歌？
You know what song this is? There's small letters on top. It says the UK blessing.
系啦，就系英国嘅一个祝福。
So I think this song came out about 5 years ago.
咁呢首歌应该大概5年前就比较热门咁推出咗啦。
In 2020, when everything was online,
咁就喺2020年嘅时候咧，啊，一切都转到喺线上进行。
during the pandemic, the Christians around the UK gathered to produce a song to pray for the blessing for the nations around the world who were also suffering from COVID.
咁就喺个疫情嘅时候咧，喺英国一班基督徒佢哋联合起嚟一齐去制作咗呢首诗歌，去一齐祷告，去为到每一个国唔同嘅国唔，sorry 唔同嘅国家一齐祈求咧神嘅祝福。
Also use the song to encourage people to not focus on being anxious, but look to God.
咁同埋，因为当时亦都为到嗰啲正系受到呢个新冠病毒所影响啊，受紧苦嘅人啦，咁所以佢哋就一齐去用呢首歌，希望能够鼓励到呢啲人，
To look to God.
哦，去能够去仰望神。
How many of you have heard this song? Show of hands.
应该有听过嘅。Eno，你哋嗰时
Really?
仲提议 for summer camp，你仲提议 for summer camp 噶 2 years ago。你一定听过
Okay.
，You must have heard it. You suggested that for summer camp
It's
two years ago,
really a
four years ago.
worshipful song. I can send it later.
咁我哋之后都可以再分享俾大家嘅。
So yeah, it's a very touching song based on the priestly blessing commanded by Yahweh God to Aaron and his sons to pronounce over Israel, who are the people of God.
咁其实系一首咧都好触动人嘅诗歌啦。咁佢嘅歌词其实就系取自耶和神咧，佢藉住亚伦咧，sorry 系藉就系耶和神系啦，即系吩咐亚伦同埋佢嘅子孙啦，佢哋要去即系呢啲祭司啊嘛，点样向以色列即系作为神嘅子民咧去宣告呢啲嘅祝福。
Even though in this context, it's sung not only to Christians.
咁虽然咧喺呢一首歌实际去呢、这个大环境，佢哋就唔系净系献俾嗰啲即系基督徒咁样啦。
It's true, Yahweh God, as our Creator, also do care for us.
咁不过即系耶和神当然亦都系好眷顾我哋每一个嘅。
But this song was referencing, the pronouncement of the priests over the people of God, to pronounce God's blessing upon them.
咁但系其实呢首歌本身啊，嗰个原意咧，即系呢段或者个即系经文取出处，其实系真系讲紧啲祭司佢哋系代表耶和神咧去宣告呢一啲嘅祝福，去临到神嘅子民。
So, more accurately, the song is not UK blessing.
咁所以如果要更加准确嘅咁去描述咧，呢首歌就唔系净系英国嘅一份祝福。
It's Yahweh's blessing on his people. Who are under his name?
其实就系耶和神咧，佢向佢自己名下嘅人嘅一份祝福。
So we can take a look at the reference, Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27.
咁我哋都可以一齐睇下呢个经文出处，就喺 民数记嘅六章二十二至二十七节。
So to be under God's name means you are under His authority.
当你话到我哋归入耶和嘅名下咧，其实系讲紧我哋就服喺佢权柄底下。
You become His people and His subject, His servants.
我哋就成为佢嘅子民，成为系服喺佢权柄下嘅仆人。
So let us remember, indeed, our Creator God Yahweh and our Father in heaven is for us, which is the very prominent line that came out in this song.
咁所以让我哋都谨记啦，其实我哋嘅创造主耶和神，我哋嘅天上父亲咧，佢真系系为我哋嘅，佢系呢一句说话咧就会不断喺呢首歌嗰度好凸显出嚟。
Especially when you are someone under his name.
特别当你系一个喺佢名下嘅人嘅时候。
Which means you are obeying him and serving him with reverence and faithfulness.
意思就系话咧，你系真系信服佢啦，亦都以一份敬畏同埋忠心去服侍紧佢嘅人。
So, when you decide to say goodbye to a self-centered life, that...
所以当你真系愿意向你自我为中心嘅生命讲再见嘅时候，
when you live for God,
当你开始为神而活嘅时候，
and you have become under His name, He's also for you.
而你真系归入到神嘅名下嘅时候，其实耶和神佢就系为你。
So coming to the second half of today's sermon.
咁嚟到我哋信息嘅第二半，第二个部分。
So let us focus our attention on the external practical guidance that Paul gave the Philippian church.
咁我哋而家就去将焦点咧摆喺应用上面啦。向外嘅时候，保罗又俾咗腓立比教会一啲乜嘢嘅指引呢？
So how do we live our life to practice the mind of Christ and to imitate Christ.
咁我哋点样能够喺实际生活上面咧去仿效基督，去将耶稣基督心思意念咧去表达出嚟？
So let us take a look at chapter 2, verse 14 to 16.
咁我哋可以一齐睇二章嘅十四至十六节。
So you can see in verse 14 is Paul's instruction for the brothers and sisters to learn to practice the mind of Christ.
咁我哋就留意到啦，喺第十四节咧，就系使徒保罗去即系俾腓立比教会一个指引，点样能够去真系实际咁活出有耶稣基督嘅心思意念。
So what does verse 14 say?
咁第十四节系点讲咧？
Is to do all things without grumbling or disputing.
呢度话凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
Is it surprising to you?
咁对你哋嚟讲会唔会都好惊讶？
Because it sounds very simple and practical.
因为听落去就哇，好似好简单啦、啊，都真系好实际、啊。
To learn of Christ and practice having the thinking of Christ means to refrain from murmuring and from being argumentative.
咁咧，我哋要去仿效基督，同埋咧，真系去即系实行有耶稣基督心思意念去生活嘅时候咧，第一样嘢我哋就系要拒绝、避免咧去发怨言，去同人哋有争论。
So does this sound too simple or too uncomplicated as what you would expect?
咁唔知咁样嘅一个提醒指引，会唔会对你哋嚟讲觉得，有啲太简单啦？系咪都唔够复杂？好似同我期望谂嘅唔同。
So when you ponder verse 14 more,
但当你更加多嘅去默想第十四节嘅时候，
you'll find that this instruction may sound simple.
但你就会发现咁样嘅一个指引，虽然听落去好简单。
But it's very profound
and
very difficult to achieve if you are only relying on yourself. So notice Paul did not say, oh, when someone is treating you unfairly, it's okay.
你留意喎，保罗咧就冇话，如果有人对你唔公平嘅对待，咁你就算有啲怨言咧，都系 OK 嘅。
You can murmur and be argumentative. And to strive against that person.
咁嗱，当呢个咁唔公平嘅对待底下，你就可以发怨言啦。可能想去同嗰个人争论讲道理咁样。
To show the person some color.
就去俾嗰人睇下你啲颜色，俾啲颜色去睇下。
And yeah, so maybe it's English.
但系我啲中文变咗英文嘅中文。
So yeah. And did he say, do not murmur when someone is treating you nicely? Then that's the time you can't murmur.
Sorry.
So did Paul only say you cannot murmur when someone is treating you nicely?
咁保罗系咪喺度讲紧啊？如果人哋对你系好友善嘅时候，你就唔可以发怨言啦。
But you can murmur when someone is treating you unfairly.
咁但系如果人哋对你真系唔好啊、唔公平，咁你就可以发怨言啦。
But if you read verse 14 carefully, this is not what Paul said.
但如果你真系好细心去睇第14节咧，咁呢个唔系保罗所教导嘅。
He says what? In some things, do not murmur and dispute.
咁佢呢度并唔系话。有啲嘢你就可以去发怨言同埋去争论。
So notice he said, in all things you do, all means everything.
咁留意啊，呢度系讲凡所行的，凡即系话所有嘅啦。
So true Christians are imitating after Christ's mind, and they are the ones who are not murmuring or argumentative.
一个真正嘅基督徒咧，就系一个真系仿效耶稣基督心思意念嘅人，佢系唔会乱咁去发怨言或者去好中意同人哋争论嘅。
So this is similar to what Apostles Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
咁呢个咧就同使徒保罗咧向帖撒罗尼加教会讲嘅说话好类似啦，就喺呢个帖撒罗尼加前书5章18节。
So, shall we read this together? So, those who can read English can follow me, and those who read Chinese can follow Pastor Grace.
咁不如我哋一齐读啊！咁英文就可以跟Pastor Albert 读，然后中文可以跟我读。
So, 1, 2, 3. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So God's will in Christ for us is not to murmur, but to give thanks in everything.
所以咧，神喺耶稣基督里面向我哋所怀嘅旨意咧，就系、是、希望咧，我哋唔好去发怨言，反而咧系要凡事谢恩。
So why is this so important and practical for imitating Christ and to practice the mind of Christ?
咁究竟点解呢一样嘢啊，系关乎到我哋要去仿效基督，同埋咧能够有耶稣基督嘅心思意念咧，系非常重要嘅一环呢？
It is because the rest of the world, described by Paul as a crooked and perverse generation, they like to do both.
正正就系因为咧，世界嘅其他人就系、是、保罗所形容为呢个弯曲悖谬嘅世代入面嘅人咧，就好中意去做呢两样嘢。
People in the world murmur and complain and like to dispute and to strive against one another.
世界入面嘅人咧，好中意去抱怨啦、发怨言啦，亦都好中意同人哋争论。
So murmuring and to quarrel are very common among people in the world.
所以喺世界入面咧，呢啲嘅嘢系随处可见嘅。
But let us notice in chapter 2, verse 15.
但我哋亦都可以睇留意2章15节，
It says that you may be blameless and innocent children of God only if you and I fulfill verse 14.
2章15节嗰度话俾你听啊，如果你要成为喺神眼中呢个完全无瑕疵嘅儿女，咁咧其实除非系你能够做到14节。
Which is not to murmur and to dispute in all things.
就系你唔好去发怨言啊，去争论。
So does this surprise you that not murmuring and not being argumentative is described in today's passage as the mark of a true child of God?
咁唔知道呢一点会唔会令大家觉得好惊讶、好诧异咧？哇，原来唔好去抱怨，唔好中意同人哋争论咧，喺呢段经文话俾你听，就系一个真正神儿女嘅一个标记。
This is because when you murmur and when you get into argument with others, at that moment, you are not living under the commandment of God to love others as yourself.
咁呢个原因咧，其实就因为每当你喺度发怨言，或者咧去同其他人喺度起争论嘅时候，其实喺嗰一瞬间，你已经唔再活喺神嘅诫命，叫我哋要去爱人如己嘅一个诫命底下。
So when you murmur, when you rise up to strive against others, you are behaving contrary to the spirit of the commandment to love others as yourself.
当你去发怨言、抱怨，或者想同人哋有拗赢佢啊、起争论嘅时候，其实你就已经唔系活喺神叫我哋爱人如己嘅诫命呢个正义里面、
And
精神里面。
you fall short of living out the love of God.
你亦都亏缺咗神佢嗰份爱。
So let us not look lightly on the sin of murmuring and striving against one another.
所以都讓我們千萬不要再看輕我們抱怨或者很喜歡跟別人爭競、爭論的這種罪。
These are sins that are very damaging to the body of Christ among the people of God.
其實這些罪對於基督的身體、這些神的子民來說是非常之具破壞性的。
So only when Christians are murmuring and dispute-free in our daily life, in our daily interaction with others,
唯有當我們作為基督徒，當我們同其他人嘅互動裡面咧，唔再存在呢啲嘅抱怨啊，呢啲好多嘅紛爭嘅時候。
This is how we can manifest a very different kind of life.
我哋先能夠表達出一種完全唔同嘅生命。
The new life in Christ that is filled with God's love, to share with the rest of the world that are still in sin and in darkness.
就係表達出呢個喺耶穌基督裏嘅新生命咧，係充滿住神嘅愛啊，係對全人類啦，特別嗰啲仍然喺罪同埋黑暗當中嘅人嘅嗰份愛。
So not to murmur and not to dispute in all things is the defining mark of the children of God.
所以唔好去抱怨，唔好去起爭論、去爭競咧，係凡事我講緊。咁咧，其實就係一個神嘅兒女嘅一個好決定性嘅標記。
In verse 15,
咁喺第15節。
this is how we are able to shine like stars in the night sky in this crooked and perverse generation.
15節嗰度更加講到咧，呢一個就係我哋點樣可以喺呢個彎曲撥茂嘅世代咧，反而就好似星一樣咁樣去發亮。
Now, through this very different kind of life we live, we manifest God's salvation through our life.
就係透過我哋活出一種完全嘅唔同嘅生命咧，我哋可以俾人哋睇到神嘅救恩咧，真係藉住我哋嘅生命係流出嚟。
Sadly, did you know this term, crooked and perverse generation, was once used on the people of God?
但係咧，好叫人哋悲嘆嘅咧，就係唔知你哋知唔知喎？呢個彎曲撥茂嘅世代，竟然有一次咧係用喺神嘅子民身上。
It was used on Israel when they failed to stop sinning in murmuring and in disputing.
嗰一次就係用喺以色列人，當佢哋咧冇辦法去停止佢哋嘅怨言，同埋咧繼續係即係喺呢啲爭論嘅罪裡面。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 5 to 6,
我哋可以睇《申命記》32章5至6節。
to save time, ask Pastor Grace to read for us.
咁我會用中文讀出《申命記》32章嘅5至6節：這乖僻彎曲的世代，向他行了敗壞的事，因着他們的弊病，不再是他的兒女。愚昧無知的百姓啊，你們這樣報答耶和華，他豈不是你的父創造了你嗎？他造了你，建立你。
So these are the very sad and solemn words of Moses spoken to the people of God when he knew from God that his time of death was very near.
呢一啲嘅説話咧，係出自神嘅仆人摩西，當佢知道自己已經就嚟面臨佢生命嘅盡頭，就嚟要死嘅時候咧，佢係講出呢番一方面好悲痛，亦都係好嚴肅嘅一番話。
He said the people of Israel at that time, after they repeatedly sinned against God in murmuring and strife,
咁佢當時就同神嘅子民講咧，呢班以色列人啊，去講佢哋屢次多次去得罪神咧，就係透過佢哋不斷發怨言啊，同埋去繼續有好多嘅爭競啊咁樣嘅時候。
that the people of God had become blemished and no longer was God's children.
神嘅子民咧已經係受到玷污，已經唔再係blemish 即係unblemish，有瑕疵。Yes, thank you。 係啦，即係神嘅子民咧已經有瑕疵啦，咁所以佢哋咧唔再可以係神嘅兒女。
And they were said to be a crooked and twisted generation like the rest of the world.
佢哋被形容為啊，就好似世界其他人一樣，係呢啲乖僻彎曲嘅世代嘅人。
So notice the phrase crooked and twisted generation are the same words we read in Philippians chapter 2, verse 15.
我哋要留意到呢度所講嘅乖僻彎曲，正正就係我哋頭先睇腓立比書2章15節嗰度講到嘅彎曲撥茂係一樣嘅字。
So do you see Paul's exhortation on practical living in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 was not just a casual reminder.
大家睇唔睇到保罗喺呢一度对于教会提醒我哋即实质嘅应用生命？ 生活嘅時候，係藉住即係腓立比書2章14節啦，其實唔係一個好輕鬆嘅隨意講下嘅一個提醒嚟嘅。
It was something very much on his mind, very crucial, because he was aware of the fall of the generation of Israelites in the wilderness.
而係咧一個非常之佢即係心目中覺得係好重要、好鄭重需要提醒嘅，因為佢保羅好清楚成個世代即係以色列嗰代嘅人咧，就係因為犯咗呢啲罪咧，就係死喺呢個旷野啦。
They became blemished children of God because they failed to refrain from murmuring and striving.
佢哋咧成為咗有瑕疵嘅兒女，因為咧佢哋冇去認真咁對付呢個埋怨，同埋咧繼續去一啲嘅增勁嘅時候，其實喺度敵擋緊神。
So, my dear brothers and sisters and friends,
所以我親愛嘅弟兄姊妹朋友。
so let us have ears to listen to what the Word of God says to us today.
愿我哋有意真系听得到今日神向我哋所讲嘅说话。
To murmur and to strive against one another are displeasing sins in our God's Yahweh's eyes.
我哋去发出呢啲嘅怨言嘅，系啦，去埋怨人嘅时候，或者去常常同人哋去争竞啊，去争论嘅时候咧，其实喺神耶和神嘅眼中咧，都系好严重嘅罪，系唔讨佢喜悦嘅。
So let us not be deceived to think because the rest of the world is doing them, that is not a big deal.
所以，让我哋千祈唔好落入一种自欺里面，或者一种迷惑里面啦。见到横掂全世界，其他人都系咁做啦。咁所以咧，我哋去有时发下怨言都冇乜问题。
So if we are already disciples of Jesus and we fall into this sin, lest we become called by God to be a crooked and twisted generation.
如果我哋系已经成为咗主嘅门徒，但我哋仍然有呢啲埋怨争论嘅罪，咁我哋真系要小心，因为有一日神都会一样咁样话我哋系呢个乖僻弯曲嘅人。
So let us by God's grace and by obedience to his word not to make the same mistake.
所以都要我哋靠住神嘅恩典，同埋靠住我哋愿意对神话语嘅信服咧，唔好再做同样嘅犯同样嘅错误啦。
So coming back to verse 14 to 16.
咁翻翻嚟第14至16節，
So practically, in the negative sense, we are to refrain from murmuring and disputes.
喺一个好实际嘅层面，从消极嘅方面睇咧，我哋就系要去禁止自己去发怨言啦，去起争论啦。
Furthermore, in the positive sense, we need to consider everything anew in the light of God's word.
但喺更积极正面嘅方面啊，我哋要去让一切都喺神话嘅光照底下咧，能够焕然一新。
As verse 16 describes, that we are to hold on to the word of God and to hope to manifest forth the word of life.
咁就好似第16節咁话俾我哋听咧，好正面、好主动、好积极嘅去捉紧神嘅话语，亦都去彰显出、表明出一个生命之道。
So this means on the one hand, we stop our old way of functioning by stopping to murmur and to disputes.
嗱，咁所以咧，喺一方面，我哋要首先停止旧嗰种嘅生活方式，就系好中意咧，去容易就去埋怨啦，去起争论。
When things don't go our way, when we are treated unfairly.
特别就系当事情唔系好似我哋想咁样发展啦，或者我哋觉得好受到唔公平嘅对待。
On the other hand, we are actively relying on God and His Word to look at every situation anew with a renewed mind in the light of His Word.
咁但系另一方面咧，我哋亦都好积极咁样去倚靠神，向仰望佢嘅话语咧。喺每一个生命嘅阶段或者情况咧，我哋都可以去俾佢去话语去更新我哋嘅思想，
And to look at things in a new mind.
就系可以咧，因为我哋嘅心思意念被更新改变之后咧，我哋有对事情有唔同嘅睇法。
So from verse 14 to 16, we can see practically both in the negative sense we are to refrain, and positively how we are to live in order to practice the mind of Christ.
所以从第14至16節咧，我哋就能够睇到系好实际嘅。我哋可以既从消极嘅方面睇点样，我哋要禁止逃避啲乜嘢，亦都好积极进取嘅，系要系真系去实行将耶稣基督心思意念咧喺我哋心里面，然后活出嚟。
And this is by when we obey the word of God, we hold on to the word of God, and also are sensitive to the spirit of God working in our hearts.
咁点样可以做到咧？就系首先我哋要去。 捉紧神嘅话语，信服佢嘅话语，亦都要去好敏感神嘅灵喺我哋心里面嘅工作。
So in closing, I would like to share with you an incident that happened quite recently.
咁喺结束嘅时候，我都想同大家分享一件即系最近啱啱发生嘅事情。
That illustrates how we need to rely on God to practice the mind of Christ in our daily life.
咁我哋咧就可以希望可以啊，我希望可以藉住呢件事咧，去更清楚嘅表达俾大家睇，我哋喺日常生活点样可以依靠神去操练有耶稣基督嘅心思意念咧。
So we can, refrain from murmuring and to strive against others.
以致我哋咧可以禁止自己咧，有好容易发出呢啲嘅怨言，或者同其他人去争论。
But we are to face each situation with a renewed thinking under the guidance of God's word and His Spirit.
而系咧能够无论面对任何一个处境咧，我哋都有呢个因为更新咗嘅心思意念，我哋可以活喺神嘅话语指引同埋神嘅圣灵嘅引导底下。
So the incident is about this photo. So, this is not my car.
So thinking, why did this happen? I didn't know. 我都吓咗一跳，几时我哋架车变成咁？
But this is what my car would look like if not for God's protection.
不过咧，呢个确实就系，如果唔系神恩典保护咗咧，我架车应该就系咁样样啦。
Because the same position is the same point of impact.
咁因为而家睇到图睇到呢度毁坏得好紧要嘅，其实就系当时如果有交通意外，可能就会出问题嘅地方。
So this week, our car nearly got hit by a car rushing towards us in high speeds, like 35 or 40 miles per hour.
咁其实过去呢一周咧，我哋架车争啲就俾另一架咧，系以高速35至40英里嘅时速，即系冲向我哋嘅车，差啲俾佢撞到。
And in this incident, God helped me to experience what we learned today in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 to 16.
而喺呢件事咧，神就教导我经历，腓立比书2章14至16节嗰度所讲嘅。
To not to murmur or disputes, but to hold on to the word of life to see in God's light with a renewed thinking.
点样唔好去埋怨啦，去争论啦，反而系藉住紧紧嘅捉紧神嘅话语咧，能够以因为被神更新咗意念啊，同埋神话语光照底下，即系以一个唔同嘅态度去睇事情。
So it happened when we were on our way to the uni Bible study. So we were driving.
咁当时我哋其实揸车去准备参加大学查经啦。
And because it's rush hour, so there are many cars, so I was going to turn right in an intersection.
咁其实当时因为好都算系繁忙时间啦，咁我即系好多车嘅，我就准备要转喺一个十字路口准备转右。
So in front of me, there are two lanes. So on my left, there's also a car wanting to turn left.
咁 其实因为有两条线啦，咁其实我左边系有架车准备转左嘅。
In front of me.
啊喺我前面有，啊喺我前面有架车准备想转左。
And so this car kind of blocked some view of the other lane that's the flow of traffic.
即系 oncoming 嘅，咁所以因为我前面呢架车准备转左嘅车，其实阻挡咗我有啲视线，所以我睇冇咁清楚嚟紧对头嗰边嘅车。
So in this situation, when the traffic is busy, so you don't have gap to go right, so you have to wait till the light changes.
咁喺咁嘅情况，因为太多车咧，根本就冇一个位俾你可以转少少咁去等啦。咁你只能够等个灯转嘅时候，就有机会可以转右啦。
And so that's what we d I did. So I wait till the light changed to red, and then at that moment you quickly go turn right.
咁當時我就咁做啦，我就等到終於轉燈啦，我就即係應該可以去右邊嗰度，就快啲轉過去啦。
So after waiting for a second, as I stare on the gas, suddenly there's one car just rushing in on 40 miles just towards us.
咁其實正正就當我都稍等咗1秒鐘咁樣啦，大概即係睇咗，咁我就準備轉右嘅時候，就突然間有架車就係以頭先講差唔多35、40 mile 咁樣就衝向我哋。
So basically, he broke the traffic rule. The light was already red, but he's still speeding. Break the light to rush
咁因为
towards
当时
us.
其实系已经转咗红灯噶啦，咁好明显对方其实系犯规交通规则，咁样去仲以咁高速咁冲过嚟。
So I didn't know how I did it, but I didn't. Initially, I didn't go very fast, so I still had time to stop.
咁啊，其實我回想我都唔知我點可以做到，不過可能因為我始終最初時我都冇話踩得好快咁去咧，咁我就即刻停架車啦。
And at that time, Pastor Grace also didn't engage in conversation with me because some people can talk and drive, but I cannot talk and drive.
咁所以係啦，即係有啲人就可以一路揸車一路講嘢，但係咧我就唔係嗰種嘅。
And also myself, I was not thinking of other things. I was focusing on the traffic.
咁其實當時我哋亦都冇講嘢嘅，然後我亦都係專心喺睇緊路嘅。其實即係咁嘅狀況下，有啲咁嘅事情發生。
I stop, of course in shock, but the car just zoom past us very, very closely.
咁當然其實我停咗落嚟，但係即係都係好震驚啦。咁然後嗰架車就好高速咁即係飄過啦。
Yeah, so the initial reaction is to be angry. 有冇搞错？
咁如果第一个反应应该就系好嬲啦，咁你就有冇搞错啊？
So it's really driving very dangerous driving.
咁样系一个好危险驾驶啦。
So, but after I turn right, and I feel the Spirit of God like prompting me, so don't continue to be angry.
咁但系当我转咗右之后咧，我其实即刻感受到圣灵嘅即系一个轻声提醒，就系唔需要继续去有任何怒气喺入面。
Don't go on to grumbling or to think evil of the driver.
亦都唔好走去抱怨啦，或者去谂嗰个司机点样邪恶啊，点样衰法。
And yeah, the word of God also came that the verse that we are to give thanks in all things.
咁反而咧，神嘅话语即刻临到，就系咧，我哋凡事要谢恩。
So when you think about this situation, the bad thing is only one.
嗱，所以你谂细心谂呢件事情咧，唔好嘅事情其实得一件嘅。
But there are many things to give thanks for.
但系其实人生有几咁多，或者喺呢件事上都有几咁多值得我哋感恩嘅事情咧？
First, I was able to stop in time, so it was not like that.
咁首先咧，我竟
God.
然停得切啦，感谢神，我哋架车冇变成咁啦。
And also, yeah, because I suddenly step on the brake, there was also someone queuing behind me to turn right, but amazingly, he didn't hit us.
咁仲要第二个真系要好感恩啦，其实因为我哋后面都有架车同样系转右，但因为我当时要急刹咧，其实都感恩后面架车冇撞埋嚟。
And eventually, everyone, yeah, is safe, even though someone broke the traffic rule and driving dangerously.
所以纵然咧系有人冇守咗交通规则，即系造成一啲咁危险嘅驾驶啦，咁但系最终我哋冇人有任何嘅损伤。
So after the Bible study coming home, then I have time to reflect on this matter. I also remember the sermon I was preparing. Then I pray for that person, asking God to help her to realize, or is a lady, by the way, and how dangerous she was driving.
过咗呢个查经之后，当我翻到屋企有时间细细谂翻呢件事情嘅时候，咁我就反而都为到嗰个司机，当时佢系一位女司机嚟嘅，女士嚟嘅，都为到佢祷告啦，即系希望佢都意识到佢咁样嘅揸车真系太危险，系真系可以好伤害其他人。
Yeah, so looking back, if by myself, I will continue to be angry and go on to murmuring and to, striving to hate this driver.
嗱，所以你睇到啦，如果我系单凭自己血气嘅反应咧，咁我可能就会继续去好多嘅抱怨，跟住咧就好想去争啖口气，就甚至到个地步会好恨恶呢个人。
But thanks be to God that
Sorry。
when the Spirit of God and the Word of God reminded me that I learned to be obedient and to really, to come down, by God's grace.
但系好感谢神嘅时候咧，就系当神嘅话语临到，我系愿意去信服，我有能力可以靠住神咧去冷静翻落嚟。
And by His grace, I was able to see things, in a thankful way, to give thanks.
咁靠住神嘅恩典咧，我能够去睇得到系有几咁多值得我去向神感恩嘅地方。
And to be really, sincere in my concern for this lady driver who put herself and others at risk.
同埋咧，能夠好，sorry，唔係感冒啊，真係只係突然間嚇。OK，好，開心。同埋咧，能夠好真誠咁樣去即係為到呢位差啲肇事嘅司機去禱告，係嘛？
So I hope this incident can also encourage you to practice what Paul encouraged the Philippian brothers and sisters in today's passage.
咁都好希望啊！呢一件事件咧，都可以鼓励我哋啦，点样即系去实行保罗鼓励腓立比教会嘅呢一啲嘅教导。
To have the correct inner attitudes of obedience and fear of God.
去真系从心里面有呢份正确嘅态度，就系有信服啦，同埋愿意去敬畏神嘅心。
And to work faithfully, work out our salvation, in fear.
同埋咧，恐惧战惊咁样做成我哋得救嘅功夫。
And to practice the mind of Christ by God's grace.
靠住神嘅恩典，去真系实践常常怀有耶稣基督嘅心思意念，
And to refrain from murmuring and striving.
去拒绝禁止自己去埋怨啦，同埋去争论。
But with a renewed thinking and mind, to look at every situation.
而系咧，因着有被更新改变嘅思想咧，我哋能够有一个全新嘅态度去睇每一件事。
Holding on to the word of life
亦都去紧紧捉紧生命之道神嘅话语，
and be guided by the Spirit of God.
亦都被圣灵去带领。
So let us close in a prayer.
咁我哋一齐用祷告去结束。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your life-giving words.
亲爱嘅天父，我哋真系好感谢你赐下生命嘅话语。
When we are diligent in discerning your will for us,
当我哋真系好勤奋嘅想去辨明明白神嘅心意嘅时候，
you have not left us in the dark to not know what you want us to behave or to have inwardly and externally.
你并冇将我哋蒙在鼓里，即系要我哋去估或者好唔清晰究竟你希望我哋点样去活，无论系里面嘅态度，或者系真系外面嘅行动。
So, Father, we know by ourselves we are powerless.
因为知道我哋靠自己，其实系真系好无软弱无能嘅。
We will easily fall into temptations.
我哋好容易就会跌入一啲嘅试探里面。
But we pray you help us to be obedient children and servant of yours.
但系求你真系俾我哋成为顺命、愿意顺服嘅儿女。
That we will tremble at your words.
我哋会因为你嘅话语去战惊，
So we may be guided and renewed by your words and your spirit.
以致我哋嘅心思意念能够被你话语去更新同埋引导。
So in this perverse and crooked generation, we may By your grace, shine as lights.
以致我哋能够藉住你恩典喺呢个弯曲薄谬嘅世代，去成为明灯一样照耀。
So, Father, we pray you'll be merciful towards your church.
我哋恳请你真系去怜悯你嘅教会。
And we may be slow in our understanding and our response, but we pray you'll help us.
我哋有时真系回应得好慢，但系求你就去帮助我哋。
Help us to humble ourselves before you.
求你帮我哋愿意喺你面前去谦卑自己。
So that we may experience your enabling grace that work powerfully in our lives.
以致我哋能够喺生命里面经历你，即系能够改变我哋嘅大能嗰份恩典。
Father, we pray your blessing and your guidance will be with everyone here this morning.
我哋都为到每一位在座嘅，每一位参与今日崇拜嘅，去祈求同埋祝福。
That we may experience you and to live for you in our daily lives.
祈求希望佢哋能够为你而活，亦都经历你赐俾佢哋嘅祝福。
So, Father, please continue to guide us
就求你继续引导我哋，
and bless everyone.
亦都真系祝福我哋每一位。阿门。